make some noise. All right. We have three great comedians coming up. Your next comedian recently won the WMGK John DeBella contest in the morning. Give it up for Justin Hagerman.
WMGK, and on behalf of 1029, we would like to present Justin with this trophy for winning the first annual John DeBella comedy competition.
It'd be taller than me. Upstage by my trophy. Have a hand for WMGK. That's the only thing I've ever won, sadly. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, lots of family and friends up here, and a lot of unknown faces. This has been really cool. I am really trying hard to be a professional comic because for me, at this point, my only career options are this or being Seth Green's stunt double. So I'm really hoping this works out. I guess to a little bit about myself. I'm really into comic books. I love comic books. Yeah, it's an excellent hobby if you don't like making friends or getting laid. Not getting laid. Whatever. So I've been collecting since I was like really little. So it was really hard for me to meet girls, even in elementary school. But that was okay, because most of them didn't put out anyway. And the ones that did it, cooties. Doctors call it syphilis, but... Yeah, cooties. Let's see, what else? My girlfriend and I, the other day, ran that movie Blood Diamonds. Anyone seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically about the diamond trade in Africa, where we get most of our diamonds. And it causes like all this bloodshed and war. And that's great news for guys like me, who are in a long-term relationship, and who are trying to postpone that next big step as long as possible. Because one of my girlfriends starts whining about a ring, I can be like, honey, do you really want little Mbagwe to grow up without a daddy because your sister's engaged? I don't think I can marry someone so selfish. Shit, yeah. Oh, well. I'm a Presbyterian, which is... like a diet Christian? It's pretty cool. I actually went to church for the first time in a while the other day. And I got really peed by the collection plate. I mean, you're obligated to leave money in there. It doesn't matter if your life's in the gutter and none of your prayers are being answered. You have to leave money. That's not fair, because if that were a restaurant, you wouldn't leave a tip. You know, you'd be like, yes, excuse me, I ordered a long and happy marriage, and you gave me a divorce and herpes. Yeah, I'm never coming to this place again. Let's see what else. Yeah, the game of the diamonds, cookies, church, okay. Anyone here fall into the presidential elections?
No.
It got me thinking, if I were a politician, I think I would change my name to America. That way my opponent couldn't do any negative ads against me. I mean, they'd sound like an ass. They'd be like, a vote for America is a vote against everything this country stands for. So, what else? I have a plan for world peace as well. I get all the armies of the world to trade in their guns for laser tag guns. Remember laser tag? That way, if the war breaks out, we can find out who would have won. And it'd be pretty fun, too. I mean, you'd be like, got you, you're dead. Chinese food the other night. You guys like Chinese food? Yeah. And I was a little disappointed in the fortune cookie. It's pretty lame. And it got me thinking, I want to be the guy who writes those things. Because I'd write really, really specific predictions that would only apply to maybe one person in a million. Just like really freak that person out. And say something like, Tom, don't trust anything Jane tells you today. Just using you. And I know your sister is dying in that freak accident to prom, and everyone thought it was food poisoning, but it wasn't. And Jane knows what I'm talking about. Your lucky numbers are 12, 6. When you get to be my age, you know where I'm supposed to go. You guys, people here, anyone scared of dying? Yeah. Actually. But I do want to die a cool death. With something really cool. That's why I hope I get the electric chair. So if you guys want to frame me for murder or something, it's cool. Because I want the electric chair. Because 10 minutes before he fried me, I swallowed like 10 pounds of popcorn kernels. Shooting out like that. And I'd have these tears of butter just streaming down my face. And the victim's family could gather around and eat my popcorn. They'd be like, this is a taste of justice. Buttery justice. Well, thank you all so much for coming out tonight. I'll get this thing out of your way. It's cool.
Man, I take the girl who brought that out or the trophy.